You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jeff is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by BB. So we're going to see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted in just a second. But first, Jeff, how long has it been since you heard from BB?
It's been a couple of weeks now for sure, maybe close to a month at this point.
Oh, wow. So in that time, how many times did you try to reach out to her?
Almost once a week, but then I'm just scared of pushing it too much. Yeah, I kind of want to just keep reaching out to her, but I'm containing myself.
Why do you still want to try to get a hold of her if it's already been a month?
Because I can't stop thinking about her.
You can't stop thinking about her? You really liked her?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you like so much about her?
She was... It hasn't happened to me too many times before, but she was so pretty and even smarter than what I thought she would have been initially. And that's just, I'm obsessed.
Oh, at least you're honest about it. That's cool. So what was it like when you spent time with her? Did she seem like she was into you? Why don't you just go back and tell us about how you met and your date?
I mean, pretty much it wasn't the craziest story. We were at a bookstore and we just happened to sit next to each other reading our own books. And I saw what she was reading and she kind of saw me peeping, and long story short, yeah, just kind of ball talk, and I asked her. I really liked her vibe and I thought she was pretty, so I asked her if she wanted to go out for dinner and play some board games, something very casual. It wasn't anything nice. Mm-hmm. And we did. She accepted. We had a great time. We just connected. The food was great. Our conversation was even better. We hugged it out. I didn't want to push it too much. I said, I want to see you again. She was on the same page, I thought. And that's it. Ghosted right after that.
Okay. Did you go to a bar to play board games or?
Yeah, it was a very casual bar board game place. Yeah.
Was it anything happen during the date? Like, were you too competitive with the board game? Was there any moment where you kind of argued?
No, I mean, look, not arguing, but just playful competition. I mean, she really beat the crap out of me in these games. I just lost massively. And I don't know. Maybe she's just really smart, and I feel like maybe, I don't know, not thinking about it, maybe I wasn't on her same level. Maybe she thought I wasn't as smart as her or something. I really don't know.
Why would she think you're not as smart as her? Do you not think you're as smart as her?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I mean, I'm not calling myself dumb. It's just,
What'd you guys talk about?
Everything and anything, from life experiences to we went down to physics, and she's also into politics. We talked about some of that.
Politics and physics? Whoa. All on the first date? Whoa.
That
I was starting to get sweaty.
Me too, thinking about both of those things.
And that's pretty much where we're at.
Was there anything awkward that happened on the date at all?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Did it seem like she was into you, during the date? I mean, since it felt like everything was going great, but did she give you any signs that she was flirting with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, like we were like stare at each other in the eyes a lot of eye contact, a little bit of like, you know, arm touch, that kind of stuff. I mean, again, I think these were all just positive signs, you know,
we
were
just
on the same, giggling, having a great time. She was winning. She was really laughing about it and having fun. And
how'd the date end?
We just hugged it out. We hugged it out, and then and that was it.
Did she say anything about getting together again?
I had told her I wanted to see her again, and she was on board. She was on the same page.
And we're 100% sure she's single?
To my knowledge, yes. Now, if she's in some sort of situation that she didn't bring up, well, then that's a little bit on her. But
of course,
yeah.
Just okay. Curious.
Single at the time. We both found out we haven't been dating for a while. I mean, we're really looking at the time.
Okay. So,
okay.
All right. We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she tells us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us, Jeff is on the phone for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by BB. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting and maybe get him another date if he still wants one after he hears the reason. But before we do that, Jeff, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with BB?
Pretty much, we had a very unplanned first encounter at a bookshop. We were just sitting next to each other, started having some small talk, invited her for a dinner together. We had a great dinner. We had a great conversation. Then we went to one of those board game bar places, very casual, played a couple games, had the best time, laughed a lot. She wiped me out. She's very beautiful. She's even smarter. And the last month, I would say, I've been texting her, and yeah, I've been ghosted, heavily ghosted.
It feels fishy.
Are you ready for us to call her?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to BB, please?
This is she.
Hi, BB. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
BB! The whole show's here. What's up? I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Your name's super fun to say, BB.
I know it is. I just couldn't help myself.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. Wait, am I on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show, and it's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Yeah, I've heard this one before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I know what this is about.
Okay.
Oh, good. That makes it easy.
You want to take a guess? See if you're right?
Yeah, it's Jeff, right?
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Phoebe!
You did it. So why are you ghosting Jeff?
We honestly, like, he's a really nice guy. He's actually smarter than he gives himself credit for. He was, like, beating himself up a lot on the date. But so we went to this board game bar, and we played Scrabble, and he was, like, nice up until that point. And then it was just like Frankenstein's monster. It was, like, complete switch. And he was just so competitive, but, like, mainly with himself. He was just, like, so intense and beating himself up the whole time. And I just didn't think I'd want to be with someone who was able to kind of, like, be that intense on a first date, you know?
So what was he doing?
He was just, like, getting super mad at himself and, like, intense about the whole game. And we had, like, just met, and it would be his turn, and he would, like, play a word, and then I would play a better word, and then he would just, like, beat himself up. He'd be like, oh, my God, why didn't I see that? Or, stupid, you know, he'd, like, realize he missed a word. You know what I mean? And I was just like, whoa, it's, like, just a game.
Yeah.
So he was just, like, I don't know if he was, like, just compare. I mean, I was much better at him, but that's fine. Better at travel than most people.
It's kind of a confidence thing, though, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't take it. I don't know. It was just like, off-putting.
Did you say anything in the moment, or did you just let it go?
No, I mean, I just met him. I was just like, okay. And then he obviously wanted to go on another date, and he put the ball in my court, and he was just like, let me know. And I was like, sure, I'll let you know. And then I just didn't let him know.
Or you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way I did.
Okay, well, thank you for being honest, Bibi. I appreciate that. Jeff is actually on the line listening, and he's been listening this whole time, and he wants to talk to you.
Visage.
What? What?
That's the thing that drove me crazy during our whole game, and I still can't stop thinking about it.
Oh. Hi, Jeff.
So,
hello.
What's visage?
Visage was the word that I couldn't figure out during our game, and it just drove me crazy. It's been haunting me in my dreams.
Is it a real word?
V-I-S-A-G-E.
Oh. You should see Victoria's face in the studio right now.
You sound upset about it right now, thinking about it, Jeff.
I mean, that and then her on the other line, it's a lot going on right now.
Okay.
Visage, a person's face with reference to the form of proportions of the features.
Oh.
So you have an elegant angular visage.
Interesting.
I did not know that was a word.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for teaching us a word today.
Huh.
You're welcome.
Okay. You sound really upset.
It's not sad. It's just, you know, I just didn't know that BB felt that way about our first date, our first encounter. I mean, I just really thought we had a good time. I didn't realize I had these toxic traits of being overly competitive and doubting myself a lot. I didn't realize all this. It kind of hurts to listen to her say that.
Well, maybe it's also an opportunity to kind of open your eyes to seeing how you talk to yourself, and maybe doing that is something that might be helpful to change, not just on a date, but like in general.
No, I disagree with you. I'm sorry, but with all due respect, if I did a bad job, I will tell myself I did a bad job, not give myself credit.
Okay.
Do you ever give yourself credit?
When the job is done well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate the self-awareness. I will say that. It does sound like you're still, like, beating yourself up, though.
Well, look, it's unacceptable. I knew that word. I know it sounds kind of dumb being so angry about it, but when you know something and you don't know about it in a certain moment, of course it's going to piss you off. And it did at the time. It was kind of inconvenient. I could have not known about that word at a dinner, but no, I had it happen during a game with a girl I really liked, you know?
Oh, Jeff, you still sound upset.
And I swear I'm going to sound like a nut right now, but every morning I've been writing that word down 100 times. So I don't forget it.
Wow.
Okay.
I guess that's sweet.
I know that's romantic. Let's go on a second date.
Would you like to go out with Jeff again on another date? We'll pay for it, BB.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the whole lack of self-control, like, I've gone out with guys who have that, and it's not great, but I do appreciate someone who has a affinity for vocabulary words. So, yeah, sure, we can go on one more date.
Oh,
really?
That turned
free dinner, and it's a free dinner. Forget about it. Even if you hit my guts and I hit yours, we could just not talk to each other and eat the most expensive thing on the menu. Let's go.
Okay.
Wait, do it. Well, what a sell.
Congratulations, Jeff. You got another date.
Let's boogie.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.